This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hey everyone, Gabby Reith-Miller here from the Riley social media team. And on today's episode, we're taking a bit of a different approach. Today's discussion is aimed to help the loved ones of a family with a baby in the NICU. We're going to talk about ways to support these NICU families, how to be there for them in an appropriate way. And to talk about that, we're bringing in Rachel Scott, who's a member of the NICU Nest team at Riley. So Rachel, thank you so much for being here. Could you please start off by kind of explaining what the NICU Nest team is all about?
Oh, most definitely, Gabby. So my name's Rachel. I work with the NICU Nest. So specifically, I work in a role called family support. And actually, I got into this based on my own personal experience. I have a little girl at home that was in the NICU for about 8 months, and it was a long time. And so over that time, you know, I learned how to help families in my situation. And I made it into a career for myself. And I really love working in the NICU Nest. It's a great opportunity for me. And I love to use my time in the NICU to help other families.
That is wonderful to hear that you took that experience that I'm sure was very difficult and turned it into this bigger path for yourself with helping other families.
Yeah, it's this is just a unique opportunity. I'm grateful every day to be in my role. So
that's awesome. And so let's get right into it. When a family arrives in the NICU, sometimes it might be very unexpected, right? They didn't know that their child would have certain complications at birth, and there's so many emotions with being there. How can family, friends who hear this news, support them and show that they're concerned without overwhelming parents with phone calls and text messages throughout all of this?
Well, Gabby, to be honest with you, having a baby in general is kind of overwhelming, right? But having a baby in the NICU is beyond overwhelming. Those first few days, they're not only dealing with the joy of being new parents, they're also dealing with this grief that this new parent life is not what they expected. It's not going to be what they dreamed it was going to be. And then, of course, they have the stress of having a child in the hospital. And this isn't like a child that they've had at home. This is their brand new baby needed to be in the hospital. So I came up with a saying, we need to give them grace and space. Like, so a text of congratulations would be so appropriate. However, unless you're like a part of their daily lives, so unless you're in that top tier of friends and family, like mom, dad, aunt, uncle, let them reach out to you. If they post pictures and a status on Facebook, like, comment, love, say how cute their baby is, but don't overwhelm them. Don't reach out more than like once a week. Also, if you text them or call them or ask for something from them and they don't respond to you, give them some grace in that moment. They're going through the worst possible moments and the best possible moments all at the same time. And they're not answering you, and it has nothing to do with how much they love and respect you. It has to do with how much they're just overwhelmed right now. So I think that, that's a good way to handle those first few days.
Great. I'm going to definitely keep that in mind in the future with any loved ones who are going through that. Grace and space. Great, easy way to remember it. And also, when you're trying to think of what to say, some people might be at a loss for that, right? You don't want to say something like everything's going to be okay, because you don't know how critical perhaps a baby might be or all the obstacles that they might be facing. So how do you kind of navigate that aspect of the right phrasing to use where it's supportive and you're there for them, but also being mindful of what they're truly facing every day?
So everything will be okay is definitely minimizing, because you really don't know. Let them know that you're there for them. If they're sharing photos of their baby, they may not be yet. But if they're sharing photos, let them know how cute their baby is. Tell them how beautiful their child is. Every parent wants to hear those words. Those words are a bit of normalcy in this terrible, terrible time. When they share an update or ask for advice from you, the topic they're asking or sharing may seem super scary or even insurmountable to you, but just comfort them. Don't like freak out. Comfort them and let them know how strong and what a great parent they are. This is such a scary time for a parent, no matter how old the child is or how long they have to stay in the NICU. And they need to know that their baby knows love and that they're great parents. Offer them thoughts, prayers, a shoulder to cry on, or even a space to just scream, because that's what they're needing right now.
And as maybe the family learns that this baby might be in the NICU for weeks or a longer time, maybe they want to do something to help, right? Actually take action, send the family something, but not everything is right for a NICU baby, or, you know, maybe there's some limitations in what they might need at that time. What can those family and friends do that will actually be helpful in terms of actions they can take?
So actions you can take, if you're close family, you can start building a meal train and a gift card tree. You can also help them with like gas cards. So eating out and driving back and forth to the hospital may not seem like a lot, but when you're doing it for months on end and it's super unexpected and you're on maternity leave, those are really big bills. So those are huge things. So meal trains, gift cards, and gas cards. If you're close to them, like their neighbor, or maybe you live like across town from them and you're close enough that you know their dog, you can let their dog out. That would be a huge help, or even mowing the yard in the summer. So we had a summer baby and my husband had to constantly run home and mow our yard or let the dogs out. So things like that are huge helps. And then if you're really comfortable with this family, so this probably be grandma, offer to help with household chores. Like when you're a NICU parent, you're at the hospital with your baby, you're not at home. And so when you're home, you feel guilty because your baby's in the hospital. So, and these are very personal things to help with too. So, you know, at first they're trying to find their footing. So if they deny help at first, don't be offended. Again, give them that grace because they're trying to figure out this overwhelming moment and they're gaining footing on this new style of life. Like they're new parents. This is a lot. So just again, give them that grace.
All just great tips right there. The mowing of the lawn, walking the dog, great ways to just really help out these families. And if someone's like, I want to get a gift for the baby, you know, that's so common to send a little onesie or something like that to new parents. What should people keep in mind when it comes to that? Some NICU babies perhaps have certain needs in the unit that require easy access to their skin. So when you're trying to send a gift to the baby, what's important to remember?
Okay. So the first thing to remember is a NICU sounds cute, but it is an ICU. So those flowers and stuffed animals that people normally send when a new baby's born, those actually aren't permitted on the unit. So don't do that. The other thing is babies are hooked up to wires monitors, and depending on how premature or what's happening with them medically, they may not be able to wear clothes. But if you absolutely want to buy clothes, the button-up sleepers are really great. But most hospitals have a stipulation with no metal fasteners. So you have to find plastic fasteners. Those are pretty hard to find. But they do not have to go over the head, and the wires can come out where the button gaps are. Safe sleep sacks are also a super great investment, and they're available at our safety store here at Riley. They're also available online and at retail stores, but those are great. They're Halo sleep sacks. They're pretty awesome. We use them on all the babies, and they have them in really cute patterns. Swaddles, headbands, and hats are other great options. And then the big thing is everything has to be laundered. So those crocheted items, they're beautiful, they're wonderful, but they're really hard to launder. And so save those for home. Don't bring those to the NICU. One of the best purchases, however, for these new little ones would be books. So there are so many developmental benefits to early literacy with these babies. So buy books, build up their library for home. And then the big thing, again, to remember is when you buy, it has to be able to be washed and it cannot be stuffed. So those are our requirements here. That's the gifts that I would recommend.
So helpful to think about it that way too. And yeah, I know what you're talking about, the crocheted clothing that is very fancy and adorable for pictures. But yeah, maybe for once that baby is a little bit older and at home. Better bet right there. And for these families, you know, I've had the opportunity to meet some parents whose babies have been in the NICU for months at a time. That journey can change day to day for them. And I'm sure their loved ones want to keep showing their support and checking in, but you don't want to be overwhelming. I know you said that in those first few days, you want to give grace and space. If a baby has a longer time frame in the NICU, how do you suggest those close to the parents manage that, right? You want to keep indicating that you're thinking of them without just being too much in that time.
So the NICU is unlike any experience. Many days, there's actually going to be no change at all to your baby's status. Literally, you're waiting to grow. So you know that saying, you're watching the grass grow, you're watching your baby grow. It's boring. And if you're in a friend group with somebody who has a baby in the NICU, maybe each week a different one of you reaches out to mom and asks, not how baby's doing, but ask mom if she's okay. How are you doing? What do you need, mom? Because the baby has a ton of people on the baby's team, right? It's got doctors, nurses, a whole team of people. Mom has you, your friends, your family. So, but again, you don't want to ask how baby's doing, because sometimes, you know, just telling somebody everything's still exactly the same, that's almost more damaging than telling you that my kid's really sick today. Because you're just waiting, and waiting's the hardest part. So when you check in, just like I said, maybe if you're in a group of friends, a different one of you reaches out each week. And really just ask her how she, her, him, mom or dad, sorry, ask how they're doing, and if they need anything, because it kind of takes the sting off of the fact that we're just sitting here waiting. And the NICU, I just want to mention the NICU, even if they're prenatally diagnosed, it's super overwhelming. And there are many different outcomes to a NICU stay. And the most important thing is to make sure the parents feel loved, seen, and that they know that they're doing a great job. So much is out of their control when you're in the NICU. And so they're a vital part of the care team. These babies go home with their parents. Their parents are the ones that take over their care. And honestly, a mom and a dad are the baby's medicine while they're here. So it's important that they know that they're doing a great job. And typically, after a delivery, you go home with your baby, right? You have time to bond and grow together and to gain those levels of love. And when you have a NICU baby, you don't have that. You go home with an empty car seat. And even when your baby is here, you don't get those precious moments alone with your baby. So when I say, I say often, this is the happiest and most difficult time in their lives. So the best thing is to give them grace, because this is the worst. I mean, it's just the worst. Give them grace. They'll talk to you when they need you, and reach out to them. Let them know, touch base with them, and just love them. So.
Rachel, this has been such great insight, and I know it's going to help people that are listening and trying to figure out how to proceed with someone they care about going through all this. So I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Definitely.